some cloudy day. The sun won't shine my blues away. And all I've lived for seems far away. Some cloudy day. Hear the wind howl. Hear the wind howl. You can't go back. It's not the same. Things have changed. While I counted hours and time remained, and time remained. Watch the sunrise. Watch the sunrise.
Thank you. A friend of mine is a park policeman in San Francisco, which means that he gets to investigate, or rather has to investigate, all of the suicides that are committed off the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a thrilling job, I'm sure. And there's an unfortunate thing that happens to some of these suicides, and that is that they don't go far enough out on the bridge to hit the water, and they jump off and land on the ground in a place called Mount Point, which is a tourist center and tourist trap of some sort or another. And of course, last year, a young lady marched out on the bridge, and assuming I would guess that she was over the water, I can't see any reason for jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge unless you're going to go in the water. She leaped and fell through the roof of Mount Point, which was a corrugated tin roof. And on the way through the roof, she was separated from her arm, which landed amongst a tour that was going through Mount Point. And I don't know if, is the Timex watch a familiar, that promotion happened here at all? Because on her watch, or rather on her arm, was a watch. A Timex. And I don't have to go any further than that at all. So I think it's an appropriate introduction for this tune. They said that Louise was not half bad. It was written on the walls and window shades. And though she'd act a little girl, a deceiver, don't believe her, that's her trade. Sometimes a bottle of perfume, flowers, and maybe some lace. Men brought Louise 10-cent trinket. Their intentions were easily traced. And everybody knew at times she cried. Oh, but women like Louise, they get by. Everybody thought it kind of sad when they found Louise in a room, and they'd always put
put her down below their kind. Still some cried when she died this afternoon. Louise rode home on the mail train. Somewhere to the south, I heard them say, too bad it ended so ugly. Too bad she had to go this way. And the wind is blowing cold tonight. So good night, Louise, good night.
Thank you.
That was written by Sam McGee, Mitch Greenhill, Doc Watson, and myself.
Wish I had a tiny island floating in the sea, and palm trees sway, don't get in the way. It's a tropical ease, and everywhere that I keep my silence, no sound returns to me. Just endless waves at the end of our days, the sighing of the sea. Yesterday's gone, I don't know where I come from. Wonder where I'm going. The very last time that you saw me off, I thought it was understood that I'd be gone for a very long time. I might be gone for good. And all that time, all the time, I thought you would never fall. It did not dawn across my mind the time that you lost it all. Yesterday's gone, I don't know where I come from. Wonder where I'm going. Sometimes I feel like a tiny island floating in the sea, and palm trees sway, don't get in the way. It's a tropical ease, and everywhere that I keep my silence, no sound returns. Just endless waves and the love that you gave washing over me. Yesterday's gone, I don't know where I come from. Wonder where I'm going. Yesterday's gone, I don't know where I come from. Wonder where I'm
going. I have a nervous habit, like everybody does. Mine is grabbing my nose. It's my antidote for stage fright or general fear of any sort. And I wrote a song about it. It's this, and it's called Airproofing.
Like a storm on the water, I can't help but see that another man's love means more to you than the love you stole from me. There's no good in knowing that I was to blame. He's good for you, but let me explain. He's twice the price you've already paid. But it's all right with me. Just wait for the change, and we'll be back together. And it can't be the same. Thank you.
I gotta stay right where I am and play that song that I wrote for my father-in-law. It's called The Tennessee Toad, and refers to something other than, the title refers to something other than my father-in-law. And, this is supposed to sound like Bob. That's his name, Bob. Slowly descending into the mashed potatoes at dinner time. Thank you. A lot of people ask me what bottleneck I use. This is a Almandine Mountain Red. It's a lousy wine, but it's a great bottleneck. And they're sturdy. Thank you. I do write a lot of songs for relatives of mine, or they're convenient excuses. It's one or the other. This is about, or it approximates a job I had with my grandfather picking beans, which is what you do on your knees for the first half hour and on your ass for the rest of the day. It's the hardest work I've ever run into, and this is supposed to sound like beans being ripped angrily off a bush. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Signs in the street that say where you're going are somewhere just being their own. Warmth to be found among those afraid of losing their ground. Rain gray town, known for its sound, in places small faces unbound. In places, small faces unbound. Mm-hmm. down the squares. They are huddled in storm, some laughing, some shapeless forms. Sidewalk scene and black limousines, some living, some standing alone. Some living, some standing alone. Somewhere in the North Atlantic, or in Lake Michigan, for all we care, really, is a kelp bed called the Sargasso Sea. And it's such potent, powerful seaweed, or there's so much of it, or whatever the nature of the thing is, causes ships to get stuck there. That's when you got around by sails. I suppose now people just tool around it as opposed to trying to go through it. And if you became becalmed in there, and that was very common, and there's I guess not much wind there, and it's a capricious wind, so if you got blown in, you rarely got blown back out again. And this is a picture of the people who I imagine withered away on the poop deck, assuming they'd be the last one to survive the whole thing and live to tell about it, until eventually there's nothing left to do but die, which all appeals to my sense of romance and inspired this little ditty here. Dropping like flies. Thank you. I'm the guy who didn't marry pretty Pamela Brown. Educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. I wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Seen the lights of cities, and I've been inside their doors. Sailed to foreign countries and walked upon their shores. I guess the guy she married was the best part of my luck. She dug him 'cause he drove a pickup truck. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I don't have to tell you just how beautiful she was. Everything it takes to get a guy like me in love. Lord, I hope she's happy, 'cause she sure deserves to be, especially for what she did for me. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. I'd like to sneak up on the end of the set here with a tune that I wrote as a means of exploiting every Renaissance convention that I knew, which amounted to about one or two conventions. And after babbling about that for several performances, thank you. I was informed that this is not a Renaissance ripoff, it's a Baroque ripoff. Which is about the same thing as A Hill of Beans, I think. It's called the Scarlatti ripoff. Anybody know where I am?
This,
Thank you.
This is,
a medley here of everything I know in the key of G. Begins with a slow waltz that I to a cantata that Bach wrote, but Pete Seeger redid on the banjo, and I stole it from Pete on the banjo, and then with a thoroughly guilty conscience, I moved it over to the guitar. So now I feel rather innocent about it. And then it goes from there to a spasm of an ending. Thank you. I'm not sure I remember this one, but I was certain I remembered the Scarlatti ripoff, so it doesn't matter. This is a little bit of everything. Thank you.
Thanks again.